From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. and Cuba are marking another milestone in their new relationship following decades of rivalry. President Obama says both nations have agreed to open embassies in their respective capitals. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court is upholding key provisions of the Affordable Care Act, President Obama is expected to be more blunt in his message about the kinds of health care initiatives that he believes states ought to adopt. NPR's Scott Horsley says the president is taking his message on Obamacare to Tennessee this hour.
President Obama says his signature health care law has already extended insurance coverage to some 16 million Americans, and he argues it could do even more.
The results, I think, speak for themselves. We have the lowest uninsured rate that we have since we started keeping records. It's worked better, cost less than even supporters anticipated.
Tennessee is one of 19 states that opted not to expand Medicaid under the health care law. The state's Republican governor pushed for expansion, but he was rebuffed by the Tennessee legislature. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Eurozone governments and institutions are considering a new offer made by the Greek government in its search for financial assistance a day after Athens defaulted on an IMF payment. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels that Eurozone partners are trying to keep Greece inside their currency union and still get Athens to accept more difficult reforms.
Germany says Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's Tuesday offer isn't sufficiently changed from his previous positions. Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's not willing to negotiate anyway until after a referendum on bailout conditions the Greek government maintains will be held Sunday. French President François Hollande, meanwhile, wants a deal as soon as possible to minimize financial turmoil. In Brussels, European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis expressed continued solidarity.
We stand by the Greek people and the doors for negotiations are open.
Despite his request, Prime Minister Tsipras is still calling on Greeks to reject EU bailout conditions when they vote Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Just months after becoming the first woman appointed to the highest ranks of Toyota, Julie Hamp is now out of a job. She has tendered her resignation and Toyota has accepted after the public relations chief was arrested last month on suspicion that she was trying to smuggle in oxycodone, a strictly controlled drug in Japan. Well, Hamp denies she intentionally broke the law. Another black church once targeted by the Ku Klux Klan is in ruin because of a fire, but federal authorities say they're not so sure it was intentional. However, they're still investigating. The fire broke out overnight at the Mount Zion African Methodist Episcopal Church in Greeleyville, about 50 miles north of Charleston, where a pastor and eight members of a historic black church were murdered weeks ago. This is NPR. France and other West European countries are in a heat wave with temperatures passing 100 degrees. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports people are trying to cope without air conditioning.
France has activated its national heat wave emergency plan. The country is sensitive to heat risks after thousands of elderly people in isolated areas died in a European-wide heat wave in 2003. As temperatures soar in Paris, air-conditioned rooms in parks are being set up for the elderly. It's the last week of school in France, but teachers are allowing students to vacate stifling unair-conditioned classrooms for shade outdoors. In the western French region of Brittany, a million homes were left without electricity after high temperatures affected power transformers, and sections of the country's high-speed rail system are traveling at half speed as the heat can cause tracks to buckle and electric cables to malfunction. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Just a day after Egypt's president vowed to step up the battle against Islamist militants, there has been a wave of militant attacks in the northern Sinai Peninsula. Officials say dozens of soldiers have been killed in these attacks. Macy's is now the latest company to sever business ties with Donald Trump. The fallout from his remarks about Mexican immigrants. Macy's has carried a Donald Trump menswear line since 2004. The company says it is disappointed and distressed by Trump's remarks and will end its relationship with him. The real estate mogul made these remarks as he was launching his presidential campaign. U.S. stocks trading higher with the Dow up 71 points at 17,691. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.